This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Carol Thomas Nipes. Carol, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Henrik.
Good. Carol, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I'm the administrator of the digital asset management system for a pharmaceutical agency. Essentially, what that means, I administer, but I also design the workflows kind of around that system and other digital kind of creative technology that we have going on in the agency. So I not only administer the dam, I'm also in the situation where I drive the workflows that work with the dam to try to have a more unified digital system that we have here. So, you know, I administer it, everything down to, you know, creating folder structures, the actual system stuff, you know, the actual server setup, dealing with server updates, any of those issues, you know, actually banging in there, going command line, doing a lot of that stuff, all the way to like creating taxonomies and dealing with metadata, and then the process and workflows around that.
And how does a healthcare organization use digital asset management?
I mean, for us, it kind of is a twofold thing. It originally was purchased for two primary reasons. The first one was really to control licensing that we had on a lot of images that we get by stockhouses that have really specific licensing, especially as a healthcare agency when we're releasing files and we're working with files, making sure that rights-managed art is licensed properly and isn't used when it's not is really particularly important. But also, it served to actually give us an organizational structure to be able to actually be a lot more efficient. It kind of broke down the divisions within different departments, particularly between like production and creative, for us to be able to actually have files move through the various departments very seamlessly without duplication, ensuring that there are checks and balances for things like art and art licensing are done at multiple stages. So because of the way the dam works, it kind of works both as an efficiency tool and as an asset management tool.
All very important things. And what advice would you like to share with dam professionals and people aspiring to become dam professionals?
I mean, I think that the landscape at the moment appears to be shifting a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I recently went to Henry Stewart and I kind of saw a lot what was going on there. There seem to be a lot of things going on at the moment trying to combine multiple types of systems like, you know, CRM with dam, with, you know, document management, like all sorts of things. I think that the biggest thing is you have to just keep up on what's going on without letting it spiral you into a tailspin of drastically changing what you have. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you just have to both kind of have the bird's eye view of what's going on in your organization and how you can kind of help, the dam can help what they're doing. And if you see things along the way that could help, great. But also, you know, realize that everything is changing so quickly. Mm-hmm. By the time you go through the processes in your organization to get buy-in on a particular type of technology, it frankly might be out of date, you know. Mm-hmm. So it really is a matter of kind of, you know, taking a look and picking and choosing your battles as to what you're going to do. And then, you know, if you've got a big enterprise dam system, really try your hardest to find your change champions and try to find a way to integrate as much of the organization's other systems into the workflow dealing with the dam. Because I think if you do that, you'll not only have a better impression of your dam, better buy-in, but you also will definitely have a more connected, unified system that you can use for multiple purposes. So that really is it. Like, keep your eyes open, but also, you know, sort of be realistic about what you really need and kind of, you know, I think some people call it shiny white ball syndrome, you know, shiny ball syndrome. Like, don't look at the pretty new thing thinking you have to get it, you know. You've got to really kind of think about what is going to help your organization.
Well, thanks, Carol.
Oh, you're welcome.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn Podcast is available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.